Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris. Whoa, hold on a second. Whoops. Sorry. I was practicing my juggling. Not very good yet, but it sure is fun. Why juggling? Well, here on The Takeaway, we've been trying to add a little play to our days and to yours by talking about play and how we as adults can get back in touch with the joy of our playful sides. Whether it's video games, double dutch, or banana-themed baseball, we can all use a little more fun in our lives. And you've probably heard the expression, laughter is the best medicine. Our next two guests are living proof.
My name is George Saltz. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Hi, I'm Natalie K. Levant. I am a stand-up comedian, and I'm delighted to be talking with you.
88-year-old George and 90-year-old Natalie are subjects of the recent documentary Still Standing from The New Yorker and filmmaker Elizabeth Zephyrine McDonough. After losing their life partners, each found stand-up comedy careers at the ripe young age of 80.
They always put me on first. They think I won't last the whole night.
Guys, I know, like some of you, you have your cell phones out. Please, don't call 911. My family is not looking for me. They think I'm at Happy Acres. But I left. They said I couldn't use my vibrator. It was disturbing my roommate.
This is a very special day. I made my final payment on my student loan. Uh-huh. 60 years goes as fast as a fart, doesn't it?
Natalie and George found more than comedy in their 80s. They also found friendship, even though Natalie lives in Philadelphia and George in New York. Before we even started the interview, their friendly banter was well underway.
Tell Georgie not to hog.
I want her to watch her mouth.
Mrs. Levant, what is so funny about getting older?
Well, what's funny, I suppose, is the way people regard you as you get older. Kind of like the way they regard their children. Now go over there, sit down, and be quiet. I guess that
and
would be
is a that your plan?
That would be a short answer. No, I kind of didn't follow that plan.
So tell me a little bit about the power of laughter in your golden years.
The power of laughter, I think, in any years, but certainly as you get older and life has many more challenges that you really weren't prepared for, you've got to find the funny. It's there. It's there. Sometimes you have to dig a little bit for it. You get up in the morning, you get out of bed. There's fun out there. You just have to make sure that you're open to it. Getting out of bed is a challenge, so you've already done a big accomplishment.
George, I want you to let you in here as well. What role has laughter played for you?
It's been my whole life, since I was 10. I wanted to do comedy. It was a dream, and it's something that, thank God, I've been able to realize.
Say more about that for me. What was the major one to do comedy?
I just liked when people laughed. It was not entertaining my mother. It was entertaining my middle brother, who was my role model. For example, I was once on a radio show, just a quiz show, and they asked me if I liked school, and I said no. And when I came home, he said, "You should have said, it's not the school I don't like, it's the principal of the thing." So he was always teaching me this way, and he certainly could have done the same thing that I've been doing, except he was older and he had to go to work and all of that.
I love that. I wonder if that pun, that play on principle, if folks would still get it. Is that part of your routine? Do you use that? And do folks in the like millennial or Gen Z generation catch that one?
I am a wordsmith. I don't believe the pun is the weakest part of comedy. I would say to the contrary, if it's done well. And I'm loaded with them. One of them, for example, would be every year I join my family for Passover. It's a case of Seder masochism.
All right. Natalie, both of you started your stand-up careers after losing your partners. Talk to us about comedy and how it's been part of your healing.
Yes, I really didn't have an identity after my husband passed away, an identity that I was comfortable with. I didn't really relate to people in, quote-unquote, my age group, widowed. I didn't wear pink nail polish. I really wasn't interested in going on a cruise. I'm not much of a babysitter for my grandchildren because they come away having learned a lot of words that their parents didn't want them to hear. I didn't know what to do with myself. And one day, I always loved showbiz. I think from the moment I was born and the doctor spanked me, I thought he was applauding. So it's always been my absolute dearest love. And one day I was volunteering at Siloam, which is an AIDS resource here in Philadelphia. And I was sitting with another gentleman, and we were kind of horsing around. And he said, "You should try stand-up comedy. Go see this friend of mine. He's doing a summer show at Taboo." Taboo is a very well-known gay club in Philadelphia. And yeah, I went. I mean, I just went, and I felt so welcome, and I thought, yeah, this is going to work out, Natalie. And so far it has.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More with comedians Natalie Levant and George Saltz in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with you now on The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and I've been joking around with 90-year-old comic Natalie Levant and 88-year-old George Saltz. They're both stand-up comedians who didn't even start in comedy until their early 80s. They're the subjects of a new documentary from The New Yorker called Still Standing.
Then I speak to the doctor, okay? And I was concerned. It was a rather difficult procedure. And I said, what is the mortality rate for this procedure? He said, oh, one per person.
I have four kids. I know how I had them. I don't know why.
I enjoy y'all. Now, George, I understand that you and Natalie are friends. Can you tell me about that?
We're more than friends. We're family. She's my big sister. She's 2 years older, and she's my older sister.
Thanks a lot, Georgie.
We speak 3-4 times a day, and we're extremely concerned about each other.
Actually, we talk 6 times because you do several butt calls.
That's true. That's true. I'm just all thumbs. And I make a lot of mistakes with the phone as well as everything else.
So what I love when you say you make a lot of mistakes, and I want to add that to what Natalie said about there's a lot of funny out there. We just got to be willing to find it. I wonder if getting older helps us feel funnier about ourselves.
I think so. Anytime you have an ability to laugh at yourself, it's grist for the mill.
Well, you know, I like the saying that I heard, and I guess I read it. If you get up in the morning, get out of bed, get the newspaper, and you don't see your name in the obituaries, this is going to be a good day. And I think, you know, all these other little things that have been roadblocks to having a good day, they're not out there anymore when you get older. You truly do seize the moment. I know Georgie has the very same attitude. You just, it's just going to be, he always says, it's all good. It's all good. And it, of course, it isn't all good, but you just try and keep the percentage of the good much higher than the other. Right, Georgie?
Absolutely.
Natalie, when you talk about seizing the moment, one of the ways you seize the moment is in some knee-high sequin boots. Can you talk to me about how it feels to be on stage?
All I know is I went online one day looking for sparkly shoes, and I found my green boots. They were one size too small. They only had one pair left on sale. I ordered them. I tape my toes under my foot. And I wear my green boots, my green suit.
Natalie,
boots.
Yeah. Natalie, are you doing your September 10th birthday show in Philadelphia?
Well, Georgia, you know I'm going to come out of isolation to be 91, and you'll be there.
Yes. Okay. I'll plan for it.
Now, I hear this rapport between the two of you. Any romantic sparks, or is this all friendship?
Oh, I've been hoping, but Georgie just hasn't, you just haven't noticed my signals, Georgie.
I haven't.
I love that question. Yep. He's just a little bit too old for me.
And she's too young.
I have my eye on De Niro and Keanu.
Don't we all? George, I want to ask you, you were working as a psychologist.
Yes.
Are there any lessons you take from that part of your professional life to inform your comedy?
Yes. Even as a psychologist, at the beginning, I really controlled my humor. I felt it was disrespectful. But as I got better in my craft, it's a valuable tool. One patient who had done very well and graduated, which is not supposed to happen with borderline patients, but then it turned out they found out she had some serious blood disease again, and she was angry, you know, I wasted my time and all of this and so on. And one day, as I got up, some coins came out of my pocket. And I said to her, see, I told you there'd be change in therapy. And it reached her, and it was just a valuable, valuable tool.
That's a great story, Georgie.
Thank you.
It is. I want to ask both of you as a final question, and I'll start with you, George. This conversation is part of a series that we're doing about play. And we're hoping to encourage folks that no matter what their age, that they can make play part of their lives. So I'm going to start with you, George. Do you have advice for folks about how to make play or playfulness part of your daily life?
A wise man once said, follow your passion. Now, we've all had passions when we were younger, and then life got in the way. And this is the time to do what you've always loved to do, whether it's dancing, painting, whatever it is. and just to follow your passion.
When I close my act, I always tell the crowd, never know your place. That's really the best advice that I can put out there for any age, but especially when you're older. Do not know your place. Do not disappear. Okay? If they don't make room for you, bring a folding chair. And the other, if anybody tells you to act your age, please tell them to go blank yourself.
Natalie Levant is a 90-year-old stand-up comedian from Philadelphia who refuses to know her place. Thank you for joining us, Natalie.
Thank you so much for having Georgie and me. I loved every moment.
And George Saltz is an 88-year-old stand-up comedian from New York City. Thank you, George, for being here as well.
Thank you.
Now, if you're in New York City, you can see George Saltz perform Sunday, August 13th at the Comic Strip in Manhattan. And if you're in Philadelphia, you can catch Natalie Levant at the stand-up show she hosts at Ray's Happy Birthday Bar every month.